live amazing, do amazing. Live amazing, do amazing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am Mike McDade, and we are here for another season of our podcast. Last season, we dove into the fascinating world of Gen AI in the workplace, and we explored topics like privacy, talent acquisition, managing teams alongside machines, and even how AI is influencing the software development lifecycle. And I personally had a great time. I thought it was a kind of a fun journey from the beginning of the podcast to last season. So I'm even more excited about building on that foundation this season. So this time, we're going to focus on how AI is reshaping the workplace with intentionality and purpose.
And I'm Yael, and I'm also returning for another season, and I'm very proud of that. How consistent of us, huh, Mike?
It's amazing to see how these discussions continue to evolve. I personally loved last season. It sparked really meaningful conversations in my eyes, where AI and people and intersections and the point of singularity is getting closer and closer, and this season we're taking it a step further. So we're thrilled to welcome two incredible new co-hosts, Anjali Mahajan, who's Head of Engineering Services here at Amdocs, and Manisha Patak, who's the Regional Services Head of Europe and TEF.
Hello, I am Anjali Mahajan, Head of Engineering Services Leaders. I have had the privilege of leading global teams across Europe, APAC, and US. I've spent a significant portion of my life in the US before returning back to India. I'm so excited to join this amazing team and dive into some incredible topics we've lined up this season.
Hello, and I'm Manisha, Regional Services Head for Europe and TEF. I'm really looking forward to exploring these discussions and bringing fresh perspective to the table.
This is going to be fun. It always, diverse perspectives are always valuable to podcasts. And we'll talk a little bit because I think we're going to have even more diverse perspectives this year beyond our, or this season rather, beyond our hosts. So, the theme for this season is guided disruption in the workplace. And what that means is that we're looking at how artificial intelligence is reshaping the workplace and how that's going to play out in the day-to-day jobs of everyone from developers to HR leads.
And it's not just about technology. It's about how we as people and organizations adopt and lead through these changes.
It's absolutely that. Our guided disruption concept is really a modern day adaptation of change management. But we adapted it to the AI world. If you think about it, a traditional organizational change management hinges on the level of linearity, also the level of control of activities that must take place. Obviously, the world is totally not like that, definitely not Gen AI. And with AI and Gen AI, although there's still logic, the behavior is much more dynamic and the nodes, you know, connect and new things connect and create new things. And because innovation is in all parts of our organization and it's so important to us, we want to release the control and allow others to experiment, to innovate, to come up with new ideas, with guardrails, of course. But maybe that's a little too abstract for some of the listeners. What do you think, Mike? You want to give them an example of what it looks like?
The concept is actually relatively simple. I mean, the idea that traditional change management, as Yael mentioned, is kind of this linear process, right? And I think about how we've done things historically where you have, you know, an Excel that says like this date, this happens, that date, that happens, and it can't happen before this thing. And, you know, and that's all very important, right? But we know that in practice, innovation doesn't really work that way. And it's even, I'll say worse, but better really is probably a better term with generative AI and AI, right? Because you're all of a sudden having different tools being available to everybody, right? It's this whole concept of democratizing access of AI and technology to, you know, the average employee, right? Regardless of their role. So the concept of guided disruption is really to put a framework around managing that change, right? So instead of getting in the way and saying this has to happen on this date or we can't do this before that, you still have some of those guardrails, but you release the decision-making ability to the people who are using the tools and making the decisions every day, right? They don't need the same level of control that they needed or that we put on them in times past, right? So the organization gets to mature more quickly, right? They have more freedom to determine what adds the most value to their day job. And we just provide the training and the tools and maybe some guidance around what they should and shouldn't be doing and let them jump in. I think a great practical example of that is when we introduced GitHub Copilot, right? We obviously had guidelines around how that can or should be used, but we don't tell them exactly how to use it.
It feels like years since we started our journey. Yet, I can tell you from my day job, we still see the innovation bubbling up. Some changes are incremental, Some are major, but all are a reflection of empowering employees to innovate and experiment. That's why I'm so excited for this season to bring the concept of guided disruption to life for all of you. So what do we have in store this season?
Well, for starters, I think we'll be exploring how Gen AI is creating really powerful partnerships in the workplace.
We'll also discuss how skill-based approaches are influencing organizational structures.
Yeah, I think, another episode this season I'm personally excited about is this bridging of generational divides.
And in a particularly exciting episode, we will highlight the journeys of women entrepreneurs in tech.
We've talked a little bit about what's coming. I'm excited. Hopefully it comes across in my voice, but we can't kick off the season, right, without doing something a little bit more fun, maybe a little bit more interactive. So, we're talking about guided disruption this season, right? We're focused on AI, which is, still, I feel like it's been a buzz for many years now, but it's still heating up in some ways. We still see a lot of promise. So I think maybe what would be fun is to, with all of our hosts here, to take a crack at predicting something, right? And I know this is tricky and no one wants to go on the record, but we're the podcast hosts, so we have that luxury of putting ourselves on the record and then deciding if we made the right predictions at the end of the season. So by the end of the season, and I'm asking all of us here, what cool or kind of crazy or maybe substantial or meaningful thing do we think AI is going to achieve? So right in a few months' time, when the season winds down, what do we think? What's going to be the accomplishment, the thing that we all are talking about?
So I think this is a really tough one because at this outset of the season, AI from China already stole the Gen AI from the USA work with DeepSeek. So this is how we started the season. If this is how we started, I don't know how we're going to end, really.
I hope that, I will not have to go to the hospitals anymore and I can just ask AI what is the problem I'm having and get a solution for that.
AI could revolutionize healthcare by predicting diseases even before they occur, personalizing treatment plans and even discovering new drugs. Just imagine an AI that can analyze your specific genetic makeup and lifestyle to provide a tailored health plan just for you.
I think one potentially cool thing, and to Yael's comment, we saw this already with DeepSeek and some of the others. There's been this massive demand for compute capabilities, which requires all the cooling and the energy, and the OpenAIs of the world, or dollar sign OpenAIs, as we would say, are opening nuclear factories, right? And these are not small things, right? They take a long time. It takes years to build a nuclear facility or to stand up one that already exists even. And I think what we saw, at least now, is there's some potential for, the really compute and energy and cooling intensive parts of this process, right? Which is the training of the LLM itself, right? The inferencing processes that happen when you're actually using the applications to become a heck of a lot more efficient. And I think, I know what the claims have been in the headlines. We'll see how they play out. But I'm going to predict that by the end of our season, these new models that are coming out, forgetting, size and apples to apples and everything else, will optimize the requirement for energy by up to 100% or 100x. I think, what takes one today, or 1,000 today, will take, 10 tomorrow or 100 tomorrow or something like that. I think it's going to be a major improvement in the energy efficiency. And that, in my view, is going to come from, a few different places, right? Obviously, the hardware is going to be optimized. We know that's happening anyway. Every new chip that comes out from NVIDIA and the others is improving dramatically, right? We have this kind of mixture of experts concept that we've been talking about for a while that's getting more and more efficient. Training, obviously, is a major energy sink and compute sink. And this, too, is becoming more efficient. We're some discussions out there about have we consumed the world's knowledge, right? And what happens now, right? What do you do as the second generation of that after you have taken every public repository that you can into these hundreds of billions of parameter models, right? So bottom line, I think it'll be by the end of the season, I think 100x improvement in the energy requirement to make this stuff happen.
Well, I can share that I think that well-being will go up definitely because they are actually, people looking to relax themselves because this is also worrying. So there's a whole different, like a more physical type of activity that I foresee will become bigger just for the psychological health of humanity. But we'll see. Some of it will touch in our season, right? We won't touch it all. We would mostly touch the ones that have to do with organizations and our organization. I think what's also new about this season is that we're inviting external guests this season, right? We have additional people looking at it from the outside in. And I think it's quite worth listening.
No, for sure. I think it's a great point. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but we definitely have some good names, some good friends of ours that are coming to join us this season. So, you know, I hope everyone's able to join us.
Great.
See you in the first episode.
See you in the first episode.
See you in the first episode.
See you in the first episode. Live amazing, do amazing.